Hi, this is Xavier.
This is Gaspar.
We're Justice, and you're listening to Sound Sessions.
This is Michael from WGN Radio in Chicago, and I am delighted, I'm ecstatic, sitting down with Xavier and Gaspard from the band Justice, the great band Justice that just put out one of the most mega-eclipsing films that I could possibly have watched. Iris, a space opera, debuting here at South by Southwest. What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Hi, Michael.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah, so and I'm here with Andre as well, the director. How are you doing today, Andre?
Yeah, pretty good, thank you.
And we're sitting at this great, great, wide, almost a dinner table here at the C3 offices at South by Southwest. It's a really cool experience here. So can we just dive into what made you guys want to create a film around your concert experience, I guess?
Well, it's been 10 years we are trying to shoot our concerts, mm-hmm. But we never released anything because it was not good enough, and we couldn't find really a way to translate what we liked in our show, mm-hmm. in our shows to something watchable, you know, in a theater or at home. And after having tried like many possibilities, we had this idea of filming the concert with no audience, mm-hmm. In a controlled environment that you can't see and that doesn't look like a concert venue. Mm-hmm. So you can focus on the visual aspect of it, that is what interests us, mm-hmm. and also focus on the music instead of like focusing on the interaction between the band and the audience, which is good too as a live experience, but that doesn't work for us when you put it on a film, you know. Mm-hmm. So we thought about it and then asked André, that we've been knowing and working with for 4 years, if it was okay to do it with us, and this is how it started.
That's great. And Gaspard, what made you put your trust into André?
We've been friends for about more than 10 years, and we like with Romain Gavras, like they shot numerous movies, and especially like our first Stress video. Mm-hmm. And since then, like, we've been following his work, and we are huge fans, and so it made complete sense like to work together on this movie. Mm-hmm.
The thing is that we needed someone technical, but also with a sensitivity and a taste that works with ours. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have people that are very good technicians, but then it doesn't work because you can't really communicate with them. And because the shooting was very quick, we needed to have someone that we share a sense of aesthetic with, mm-hmm. and that also understands what we want to do. So it was easier with him. And we knew he had both the technical side,
yeah.
and also like the sensitivity that works for this type of film.
Yeah, and Andre, what you guys have done is, I mean, you don't really see it every single day. What are the first meetings that you guys have, and what is the concept you guys bring to the table? I'm always very interested in what are the first glimpses into your mind. You're like, I want to create something where that everyone will love it, but I want no audience. How can we make that happen? Like, what were those first conversations like?
The first, I think, like what I'm trying to do, like I went to like a few concerts, mm-hmm. To show and to have like a good grasp of what like the show is really about, because the storytelling is there, mm-hmm. you know. Have you seen like the concert, and you know, like every aspect of it is really like kind of there. So it was like more how to grasp and how to like capture that in a very pure way. So we like pretty quickly realized like no audience, maybe like a void, you know. It's like the whole idea of a like universe, and the simplicity of it was interesting in that sense. So that's how we started. Like I first like saw the show in Bercy, mm-hmm. in Paris. It was very interesting, and I was amazed by the whole work that they did. Mm-hmm. I was glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, and I see that you guys use four rotating panels of LEDs, mirrors, traditional warm lights, just combinations everywhere. What was the kind of vibe you were trying to create with this new film?
The thing is that we use the stage setup that we use when we play live shows. Mm-hmm. So it's 13 moving panels, not four.
Okay.
but no, it's okay.
I'm sorry for minimizing the gravitas of it all.
No, I was kidding. But now the idea when we designed this stage, we never really found ourselves in the techno or dance music aesthetic. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm talking like flamethrowers and videos and stuff like this, which work very well. Like it's like with the audience. But it's something that doesn't work with us, and our inspiration comes like from all these like sci-fi movies with heavy machines and stuff like this, like Blade Runner or Alien, this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
characters of the third kind.
Yeah.
It's true that the blend of colors of the spaceship in a close encounter of the third kind, where you have warm lights and cold lights, so it's like orange and blue, was one of the image we started from when we designed our stage. And so it's this idea of having like all those huge things, but like moving very slowly, and not using video mediums, but just a light. And it takes actually a lot of technology and work to make something simple.
Yeah.
So because our inspiration for the stage was this, it was also the inspiration for the film. You know, like to have like very long and slow shots where you have the camera floating a bit everywhere, and going in places that you would never see if you see the concert from the audience. And this is one of the thing I love about the film, is that you really forget the camera, and you forget that there's someone controlling the camera, because it's really like a flying, floating element that moves around like in a very fluid way. So yeah, that was the brief.
That's awesome. I mean, that's the best part. It's like seeing it all happen, you know, right in front of you, and then seeing the final product too. You did mention some great movies, The Alien, Blade Runner. Gaspard, what are some of your favorite movies that you were kind of inspired by?
But you just named them. especially like Blade Runner, it has this very special visual quality. And I mean, if we could have had a rain on stage, probably like it would have been part of the the stage design too. But yeah, like we just love like all these 80s and 90s movies that are very where you have a lot of glow, a lot of blurred lights and stuff like this.
Yeah. When were you guys born? What like in the 80s, 70s?
Late 70s.
Okay.
And early 80s.
So right there, there's some of the greatest movies ever made. I mean, think about all the visual representation.
Yeah, but the touchstone of that was made in the 60s. It's Space Odyssey.
Oh, yeah.
And that's also an inspiration in the sense, not in terms of filmmaking, but in terms of watching something very slow and taking the time like to get into something, because it's not an easy, like, although it's very famous, it's not an easy film to watch, you know. It's like you have like to as far as I'm concerned, I have to make the effort to get into it, because it's all very contemplative. And but when you make the effort of watching it, when you get out of it, it's like almost like a life-changing experience, you know?
Yeah. Do you feel like I can't minimize the gravitas of the film, but do you think this will be life-changing? Do you think this will inspire other bands to kind of create the same kind of thing? No audience, no Taylor Swift up on the big screen, like in massive things, maybe even more so authentic and genuine the way you guys made your film, Iris.
If we could have had Taylor Swift on the screen, we would have made it, you know? Like Rain and Taylor Swift is the two things our budget didn't allow. We can't talk for other people, but for us, it was definitely a life-changing experience. And it's gonna be difficult also because, you know, like a live show by definition is something that only exists at the moment you see it.
Yeah.
And now we captured that in a very sublime way, which is what you see in the film is in a way like visually better than the actual thing. And this is going to be our memory of the live show. So when we're going to work on the next one, this is going to be our reference. So it's going to be very tough to come up with something that we think is better than this, you know? So it's a bit, I'm a bit worried about this danger.
You're going to have to take it like back to the garage or something and go to the entire opposite way or something like that.
Maybe, and maybe that's a good thing, you know, like things always move by waves. And maybe also now we reached a point where like the technologies and stuff is like occupying a big space on stage, and maybe it will be time for like for another grunge movement, you know?
Yeah,
like strip down all those things and
justice grunge. I'd be down for that.
Uh-huh. I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to talk about David Byrne last tour.
Yeah.
And there's nothing on stage. It's just like a kind of a marching band. And when the musicians go out, there's nothing left. And I think that's a great concept.
Yeah. Did you go and see that show?
Yeah.
Where'd you see it at?
I think the last one was in Austin, actually.
Oh, my God. That was such an interesting experience because you didn't really know what to expect. And then just seeing them all in a line back and forth and their choreography and the dancing and stuff.
Yeah.
It was interesting that he pulled that up, and he really did a good job with that, too.
Yeah, I mean, he's still...
He's a smart guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of smart guy, Andre. So, with the film, they mentioned that they, you know, would have liked maybe some rain or something if they could have made it possible. Oh. Is there anything that you think that you left out of the film that maybe, you know, you didn't have the time for, or you know, conceptually it just wasn't working at the time?
No, I think like it was a limited time. I think we had like 2-day shoot, and we just decided to do like chunks of like 3 or 4 songs, and the guy would play live, and we just like do like crane moves. So it was. I don't think we left out like the stuff. It's also like a captation of like what it's still live.
Yeah.
That's what the interesting part of it.
Yeah.
So it's still like lively, like you know. Although it's machinery, it was a human control. That is the interesting part of it.
It's an awesome concept that you guys created. It really just shows how much music and sound and film can all work together so perfectly at times. Let's talk just a teeny bit about your insane year. Congratulations on winning the Grammy for Best Dance Electronic Album. Holy smokes. You know, I was there and I saw your speech beforehand. No. Great speech, by the way, guys. And wait, didn't you guys get on a little bit late? Like they were skipping over because they were moving so fast? Or something like that?
We were sitting in the last row.
I remember.
And Shaggy told us, you know, he said, maybe you should move forward because in case you win, there's going to be less less distance. To not jinx it, we didn't move. We also didn't prepare a speech because we are very superstitious. And you know, by the time they announced that we won, the time it took for us to integrate the information and that just like high five and everything.
Yeah.
They were already like launching the next sequence because they thought we were not here. And it happened after like the big chunk of like world music prize. So we went into the corridor and then there was like 25 Mexican people like leaving the room, so we were stuck in the traffic, like screaming, saying, "Hey, wait for us!"
Yeah.
And this is when they announced that Shaggy also won a Grammy Award, and he was the host. And so we went and we hijacked his like prize moment. So it was all very confused, but it was a happy moment. It's great, you know, It's whatever people say about the Grammy, for us, it is like important. It's a great recognition. It's a huge ceremony, so it's kind of cool. So it's like very exotic for us. And we are very, very happy. It was like a very unexpected.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, congratulations, guys. That's such, it must be such a cool thing to just jump on stage and be like, we put out an album and it took us so much blood, sweat, and tears, and now you get rewarded for it. That must have been a really cool experience.
Yeah, that was great, especially for a record that we didn't do as a part of our album release catalog. You know, it's really something that we did for fun. Mm-hmm. And that we almost imposed to our record company. Mm-hmm. We had this idea of making this record, and we really asked our record company, okay, we are gonna make that, we want to release it at the end of the summer. Mm-hmm. Have you got a spot? And they say yes, then do it. So we feel very lucky also to have to be given like this much freedom to do things that don't necessarily make sense at the moment we pitch them or we make them, you know. Mm-hmm. So it feels even better that it happened for a record that we made for ourselves and for fun, you know?
Yeah, yeah. That I often find that a lot of artists who just create something for maybe one person, like their girlfriend or, you know, their mom or their dad, that those are the albums that actually mean the most in the end of, and at the end of it. Mm-hmm. So it's cool that you guys did that. It's very cool.
Yeah, yeah, you know, like every band, like their hit is often their joke song.
Mm-hmm.
Like take Sugar Ray, you know, like their hit is "I Wanna Fly," you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
so it was a bit of a joke, but it's a bit true, you know. It's like a "Nothing Else Matters" for Metallica, you know.
I love
it. It's always like the out, and you say like the underdog mm-hmm. project.
Mm-hmm.
Or the fun things that sometimes become rewarding. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's beautiful. So I won't keep you guys for too much longer. We are straight from Chicago, WGN Radio. You guys have been through Chicago a million times, I'm sure. Do you have any memories of the city of Chicago or anything along those lines?
Well, not to be, demagogues,
mm-hmm.
but visually, it's our favorite city in the US mm-hmm. in terms of architecture. Like every time we go there, we're always amazed by the way it looks.
Mm-hmm.
It looks amazing, like the
yeah.
buildings and everything. So yeah.
Especially since you played at Lollapalooza, correct? And you guys get to see the extensive just screen of buildings from Grant Park too.
Yeah, it's an amazing festival and an amazing location,
mm-hmm.
and it's always great to play there.
Yeah.
But whether it's like Smart Bar or Lollapalooza,
yeah, yeah,
it was great like to experience like from the tiniest to the biggest mm-hmm. venues. It's always a pleasure to go there. Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. We're speaking to Justice. They just put out their great film, Iris, A Space Opera. It debuted here at South by Southwest. Now, I kind of closed it out with, you know, there's a lot of people who are out there who are spinning their own beats, especially in Chicago, big house music scene we have. What kind of advice can you guys give to the person who's sitting in their basement, you know, spinning albums, working, to get kind of to the level you guys are at where, you know, what would you tell your younger self, I suppose?
Well, the thing is that we believe in luck a lot, so we don't really have an advice to give. Like, we know that a lot of things are very circumstantial,
mm-hmm.
and unfortunately, the difference between something that gets exposed or not is not really linked to quality.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Although it happens sometimes, but. We are true believers that sometimes like planet aligns and something happens, and that's I mean, when you get the luck, it's like fortunate,
mm-hmm.
But otherwise it can be a bit difficult. So we don't have any, and we've been very lucky,
mm-hmm.
I think, so we don't, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, could you speak on that too?
Yeah, because in the end you're always gonna end up with the same random advice, keep what you're doing, it's gonna happen at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, sadly it maybe won't happen. But like for example, like a band like Phoenix,
mm-hmm.
like they've been like doing like digging their fin, like really crafting their style and everything for a bit less than 20 years.
Yeah.
And they finally managed to get very big in the US. And I guess that's a great example of perseverance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, after four albums, it took them like 10 years, four albums.
Right.
To get like a, yeah. But once again, I mean, it's like nothing to do with their talent because they were good since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It's just at some point, for some reason, there's like some sort of like a collective hallucination, mm-hmm. and Phoenix becomes like something cool, although they have been cool for 10 years and everything aligns and they become big, you know. So there's not really like an advice or whatever, it's just like, yeah, like apart from believe in yourself, sky is the limit, you know. Like, we can't really say things like this. It's mm-hmm. just like...
You just got to put in the work.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, it sounds so depressing, mm-hmm. but a lot of it has to do with luck, unfortunately.
I love it. And Andre, before we let you go, what kind of advice can you give to a young filmmaker who gets to work with a kick-ass band like Justice one day? I mean, and they're sitting in there just toiling away on YouTube and everything. What kind of advice can you give? What kind of things separate you from the traditional filmmaker? Is it the hard work? Is it the time spent alone, you know, in the editing room?
No, I think it's also like connecting people, like getting to and be at a good place at the right moment, and then you actually express yourself in your own style.
Mm-hmm. I love
that's
it.
This might be my comment.
You got to do your own thing. You got to do your own style. All right, this is Michael with the Sound Sessions here at WGN, speaking with the great, great, epic band, Justice. Their new film, Iris, a space opera, just debuted at South by Southwest. Thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
Can't get enough of Sound Sessions? Like our Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter @SoundSeshPod. And check us out on Instagram @SoundSessionsWGN.